5A.
Oh, look at this article in the paper. That's ridiculous.
What is?
They're trying to ban scouts from carrying penknives.
What's wrong with that?
Well, scouts have always carried penknives, haven't they? They're an essential part of their kit. How are they going to chop firewood, prepare food, or carve tools without them?
Well, I think too many young people carry knives these days. I read the other day that knife crime has risen by over 50% in the last year, and it's time something was done about it.
I agree that something should be done about knife crime, but scouts aren't really into that, are they?
How do you know? If there's bullying and intimidation among kids at school, it might happen at scout meetings too.
I'm sure the leaders know the boys in their troop, and they'd be keeping an eye on any troublemakers. Anyway, banning knives completely undermines one of the main aims of the scouts.
What do you mean?
Well, the first scout law says that a scout should be trusted, so surely they can be trusted enough to carry and use a penknife safely.
How about if the leaders keep the knives and hand them out when they're needed by the scouts?
Oh, that's just complicating the matter. Scouts have always carried a knife on their belt. Anyway, in my opinion, if you teach young people to respect knives, they will value them as a tool. If you treat knives as dangerous implements, they may never feel comfortable with them at all.
Is it actually legal to carry any kind of knife these days?
I'm not sure. Ah, no, wait a minute. It says here that it's legal for anyone to carry a foldable, non-locking knife as long as it's shorter than 7.5 centimetres.
Right. In which case, I don't see the problem. If it's not against the law to carry a penknife, then I really don't think the Scouts Association should be banning them.